People create antimatter all the time in accelerators on the ground, like the one down at Stanford. In fact, that's how particle physicists do their experiments, is they create beams of matter and beams of antimatter and then smash them together to see what comes out of the energy that results. But studying it in space, it's a little harder to do because anytime you have an antimatter particle, as soon as it meets a matter particle, they both annihilate and turn into energy. And so you can't just make beams of antimatter in space that last for very long. They mostly all just go away and turn into light rays.